Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please open your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, today for this ministry meeting. And I'm reading the second half of this fifth chapter, beginning from verse 21 all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 43. And please follow me as I'm reading this portion in the study of the Gospel of Mark. And so we read Mark 5:21. And when Yeshua was passed over again by ship into the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, in Hebrew Yair by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Yeshua went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard that Yeshua came in the press behind, and touched his garment, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Yeshua immediately, knowing in himself that virtue have gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that have done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, lechi beshalom, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why trouble thou the master any further? As soon as Yeshua heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the commotion, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this commotion and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was laying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and he said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of an age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given unto her to eat. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to verse 43. Beloved brothers and sisters, when we sang that song, If I Were You, I Give My Heart to God Before It Is Too Late, I Let Him In. This song had been sung many times in order to reach out people for the person of Yeshua, the Messiah. And why? Because we know very well that in life, sin have entered into this world since Adam and Eve fell in the garden. And since these days, some 6,000 years ago, this world is filled with sicknesses, diseases, plagues, problems, all sort of things that rise up in humanity, on human life, and eventually death. And the Bible said that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And therefore, the writer of that song that goes along very well with the scripture says, if I were you, I'll give my heart to God. Why? Because it may be too late to let him in. Because one thing for sure, the scripture teaches us that one day, all of us, each and every one of us, will have to pass through the process of death. And we will have to stand before the living God and give an account of our lives here. And those that have trusted the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, can have the assurance that we will, for time and for eternity, will spend with him, because he have already paid for the price of our sins when he died for us on that shameful cross, on that tree. And as we study through the Gospel of Mark, we see how clearly the Bible shows us that the only one who is a conqueror over danger and demons and diseases and death is one person by the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Son of God. That's how the Gospel of Mark began, as we have begun in our study of the Gospel of Mark, where we read in verses 14 and 15, now after John was passed and put into prison, Yeshua came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. When he came among our people Israel some 2,000 years ago, he appealed to our nation of all, the nations of Israel. And he said to them, repent, because the kingdom of God is going to be established soon. But of course, unfortunately, all Israel as a nation did not accept the Messiah. And then he continued to move along and he deal with individuals from among the nation of Israel in the Gospel of Mark, until ultimately he will go to the shameful cross, where he will pay for the sin of Israel and for the sin of the whole world. And the invitation of the Lord is still today. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you life. I will give you hope. I will give you life if you will only turn your hearts to me. And so how sad this world is. And yet what a joy we have in our hearts when we know that a price for sin had been paid through the person of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And so if you remember, we took this portion from chapter 4 and verse 35 all the way now to the end of chapter 5. And the lesson here in this portion is simply this, that the Lord Yeshua the Messiah is a conqueror. He conquered danger. When the disciples were in the boat, in the ship, and the waves came, he conquered danger and he said, "Peace, be still." And the waves ceased. And there was a calmness on the Sea of Galilee, in the Kinneret, and they all have enjoyed a time of rest. He conquered danger. Then in our last ministry meeting in verses 1 to verse 20 of Mark chapter 5, he did not only conquer danger, but he conquered demons. And this one man from Gedera, from the place that is known to be as the Decapolis, the 10 cities that the Romans called the Decapolis, their Gedera, the Gadarenes were there, and he came all the way to Gedera because he had to meet one single man who was possessed with demons. And you remember how he took the demons out of this man. And this man sat now calm. Before that, he was shouting. He was cutting himself. He was living by the gravesites. He was in chain and in ropes and he could not take care of himself. No one could hold him until Yeshua, the Messiah, who conquered demons, came and removed the demons, Satan and his demons' activity from him. And he released him. And the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 5 that this man was quietly sitting down, ready to begin his new life. And if you remember, he asked Yeshua, he wanted to go with him, and Yeshua said to him, no. He says, you go. Go home to your friends, chapter 5 and verse 19, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on you. You go tell everyone the great things that Yeshua, that the Lord, that the Mashiach have done for you. And he went, we read here, and he presented this before all those 10 cities and the multitude of people who lived in these 10 cities, how great things the Lord Yeshua have done for him. So we have already learned that Yeshua is conquered danger. Secondly, that Yeshua have conquered demons. But now from verse 21 to the end of this chapter, Mark 5, we learn two more very important things. That Yeshua is going to conquer diseases that rise up in the life of mankind, and ultimately he conquered death. And you remember what the Bible tells us? The wages of sin is death. Death came to this world, diseases came to this world because of sin, sin nature. When sin entered into this world, God said already to Adam v'Chava, to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the day that you will eat out of this tree, dying you shall die. In Hebrew, the word is mot tamut. It's a process of decay which will lead you eventually to complete death. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, no one can stop death. No one can stop diseases in this world. The only one who can do so, really, is the Messiah himself. And so we read in this portion, very interesting portion, because you have a story within a story. We might say there is an event within an event. It's like one event is sandwiched between another event. And as we learn from this portion, we find out how Yeshua is not only a conqueror over danger and conqueror over demons, but he is a conqueror over diseases and a conqueror over death. How wonderful to know that. Every time when I think about this, it moves my heart to think about the fact that one day we will never be sick anymore, never diseases anymore, never trials anymore, never death anymore. We're going to live for time and for eternity with our blessed Lord, who loved us so much that he was willing to come down from heaven to take the penalty of sin upon himself. And so here, About 2,000 years ago, Yeshua continued his journey among our own nation, Israel, ministering to them, meeting the needs of the multitudes among our own people there in the land of Israel, sometime in Judea, sometime in the Galilee, in Galilee, and he ministering to the people of Israel, who just like you and I have so many needs that existing in our life. And so we read, notice that, as we continue on, verses 21, 22, 23, and 24, Mark chapter 5, we have a man, a Jewish man, who is a leader of the synagogue, perhaps the synagogue of Kfar Nahum, approaching Yeshua with a need. I think it is very touching. Here's a leader, a man who has a position here, you might say, in society. Well-to-do, perhaps. You might say he doesn't need anyone. He has a good position. He's, you might say, respected in the community, in the Jewish community, in Kfar Nahum. He has many means because, after all, he might have a possibility to take care of himself. He's not poor from the poor among the nation of Israel. And notice what it says here in chapter 5 and verse 21, as we continue, when Yeshua was passed over again by ship into the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. This is verse 21 of Mark chapter 5. And then verse 22 said, and behold, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogues, Jairus, by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now remember, beloved brothers and sisters, Yeshua just came back from the other side. He was on the eastern side there in Gedera, in the Decapolis, where all these 10 cities there, known by the Romans in those days. And Gedera, we learn, is there where the Gadarenes from the 2.5 tribes who remained on the eastern side of the Jordan River and did not come into the promised land to possess the land like the rest of the tribes of our people, of all the people of Israel. They mingle with the nations around there, and they got to a point that they were raising now pigs. The pigs are headed to be killed as the demons have entered into them, and they're all killed, went down into the Sea of Galilee. Now he's coming from Gadara, from the Decapolis, and he's entering back, you might say, into the western side, and is now again in the very same place where he was before. And you notice that much people, according to verse 21, gather unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Now again, you notice people were coming around Yeshua the Messiah because they wanted to hear his word. They wanted to receive from him something. And of course, to remind you that the Gadarenes did not want the Lord, the Messiah, anymore there, because they told him and they prayed him that he will be removed. They said to him, remove out of this location. We don't want you to be here, because they lost all their possession. So he left Gedera, left the Decapolis. He is now back in the area, the location of Kfar Nahum area. He is by the seashore. As he is arriving, there are multitude of these Galileans, the people of Israel, and much more from all the corners of the nation of Israel. They are gathering there together, and they are approaching him. They want to be healed. They want to have demons removed from them. They want to receive sights to hear, to be heard, to hear with their ears, and so on. And they all come to the person of Yeshua, the Messiah. But there is another man that comes along with everyone there. We read here in verse 22, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, and his name is given to us. Of course, in the English, it's kind of messed up the whole Hebrew word. It says Jairus, but Jairus has come from the Hebrew word Yair. Yair means Jehovah will give light. The Lord will give light. Yair. I had a relative by the name of Yair in Jerusalem. And how wonderful to see that this man, who is one of the leaders from the synagogue, may very well be one of the leaders of the synagogue of Kfar Nahum. He is coming to him, and notice what we read, he fell at his feet. Now, why in the world Yair will come and fall at the feet of Yeshua the Messiah. After all, the spiritual leaders of Israel, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, from Yerushalayim, from the temple and elsewhere, they did not want to accept that Yeshua was the Messiah. And so imagine, he is very similar, I would suggest, to Nicodemus or Nakdimon, who came to Yeshua by night and said, "We know that you are men come from God because no one can do the miracles that you are doing." But Yair came by day. He came when everyone could see him. He must have known very well in his own mind that when he's going to come to Yeshua with his need, the rest of the people in the synagogue will not be happy with him. And yet he came. Because he had a need. And he's coming, the English says here, the ruler of the synagogue. In Hebrew, it says one of the heads or the spiritual leaders, or you might say in that particular Beit Knesset. And he's coming. He's coming to Yeshua. And you notice what it says here? He fell at his feet. Now, it's so unusual to fall at the feet of Yeshua, the Messiah. That means that you recognize that this person has something to give. He's someone. You never fall at someone's feet unless you realize who he was and who he is. Perhaps he already recognized in his own heart that there's only one who could help him. His wealth couldn't help him. His leadership in the synagogue couldn't help him. His position in the community couldn't help him. He had a problem, and apparently the problem was that he has a daughter. You notice what it says here in the next verse? He says, he beseeched him. Notice verse 23 of Mark chapter 5. He besought Yeshua greatly, saying, "My little daughter layeth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and that she may live." Now, beloved brothers and sisters, we love our children, don't we? God gave us family, gave us parents, gave us children, and we love our children. What would you do if something would happen to your daughter or your son? And you know very well that this person, this child of mine, is in a point of death. What shall you do? What will you do? And you know very well that there is a man by the name of Yeshua the Messiah who was right there in the midst, in the land of Israel, in the area of Galilee, that he's going about and he give healing to all, to many of the people among the nation of Israel. And you know this, and you have seen it, and you experienced this. Maybe the leaders tell, no, we don't believe that he was the Messiah, but what would you do when your daughter is at the point of death? And you love your daughter. And so you take a decision. And he made a decision. And you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, he made a decision, Yair that is. His name tells us that Jehovah, the Lord, will give light. As his name, so his action is seen here, right here in this particular verse. And so Yair besought the Lord. He fell at his feet and he besought him greatly. He says, "My little daughter, she lying at the point of death. Please, Lord, I pray thee, come." And notice his faith. He believed that Yeshua was able to heal her from her sickness, that she will not die. And he says, "Just come. Lay your hand upon her, that she may be healed, and that she shall live." Now, beloved brothers and sisters, this man simply didn't follow the rest of the leadership of our own nation, the religious leaders of Israel, who did not want to acknowledge that he was the Messiah. In fact, if you remember earlier, we already read that they said that the healing that he did was done by the Baal Zvuv, the prince of the demons. In other words, he completely, you might say, violated the position that the rest have taken. And you know why? Because he has a need. It is amazing how people change when they have a need in their life. All of a sudden, they don't look at things the way they used to look in pride, but God have allowed them to experience some humility so they will be driven to the person of Yeshua, the Messiah. And so, lo and behold, look at this. He besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. Come, lay thy hands on her that she may be healed." And you notice how the reaction of the Lord in verse 24, the response of the Lord, he says, "And Yeshua went with him, and much people followed him." This is verse 24, "and thronged him." That word for thronged him is pressed against him. As Yeshua began, notice immediately, it doesn't take too long, he doesn't wait around, he wants to respond to the need of Yair, of Jairus. No delay. He knows the heart of Yair. He knows that he really meant business. He was really concerned and that he believed on him. You see, faith in a Messiah is essential. It's essential for salvation. But it is essential in every trial that we have in our life. We need to trust him that he will be able to meet our needs. So, no delay. Yeshua immediately, as it says here, Yeshua went with him, much people followed him and pressed against him as he continued. You can just imagine the scene. He is there by the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee, on the shore. Multitude of people are standing all around. And as the multitude are standing there to watch and ask them on the Lord to do some miracles in their midst, come a man by the name of Yair, falling before the Lord Yeshua the Messiah and beseeching him, "Come, I have a sick daughter. Just touch her so she will be healed."
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.